Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I can honestly tell you, I have never seen the Democratic Party this scared. They are beside themselves at the prospect of a Donald Trump second term. I didn't realize how much until now. Now, you would say, Kevin, you've been talking about this. Yes, I have. I have, but I'm telling you, the fear, it hit me that it's even bigger than I thought. And I'm telling you, I've known they're scared, but I didn't realize they were this scared. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Leftists have proven they will pursue any means necessary, legal, illegal, otherwise, mostly illegal, to prevent Donald Trump from winning his rightful second term. And we don't need to wonder if this is true. We have the proof. Democrats use their FBI attack dogs to target Donald Trump to ridiculous levels. And look, I don't want to walk you back through the Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Andy McCabe, James Comey era, but I think by now you know they cheated him, that they were going after him. There was no question about it. Just like you know COVID was a ruse and that vaccine will kill you. Now, you don't have to admit it. I know some people are just too proud. They don't want to admit when they're wrong. But those of you who will admit it, you know I'm right about this. Democrats expose themselves like a nudist at a church picnic in trying to get Trump. They've made it so blatant that nobody can ignore it. You go to the average person, even Democrats go, yeah, I mean, I ain't going to lie. They did it to him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They depleted their arsenal. Shot all the bullets, used all the feathers in the, I don't know what you call the feather carrier, but the arrow carrier, not the feathers, they used all the arrows. You knew what I was talking about. So they got nothing left. All they got left is the fake news media, which I'm going to tell you, I said this before, if I said it 1,000 times, Donald Trump has branded the media what it is, and it has stuck, and it has stayed with him, and good for him. Fake news media is all they got. Nobody gives it credibility. But leave it to the media to happily oblige, letting people know that the nonsense will continue. I don't care whether we're talking about this invasion at the border, how they spin the wars, Joe Biden actually fomenting, financing, funding terror. This economy that absolutely sucks, the Democratic Party that has no credibility, election integrity, saving the democracy. Name me your issue where these people are winning, where the policies have worked to such a degree that, woo, look at our guy, look at what we've done. There's an article, I didn't read it yet, I'm going to, but it was something about off-year election wins for the Democrats don't portray the underlying problems with the party. Yeah, the off-year elections don't matter because what that allows Democrats to do is focus all their cheating into one place so they can win them. But even in Virginia, we're learning they may flip that election because a lady didn't live in the district. And they make it sound like, oh, the Democratic policies are so popular. People love the policies. Nobody likes Democratic policies. Democrats don't like Democratic policies. They just like beating us. And we're so happy to let them do it. I don't mean us. I'm talking about our so-called leaders are happy to let the Democrats have their wins. Shame on them. Anyway, I want to play this clip from Psaki because she lets the cat out of the bag about Joe Biden. And she probably, I can't imagine she doesn't realize it. But, you know, then again, when I think about how stupid they are, she probably doesn't. But here's the clip.
And yet, the hand-wringing and cocktail party speculation about an alternative to Joe Biden is continuing, will continue. Guess what? Joe Biden isn't perfect. No candidate is, by the way. But we have to understand what the alternative is here. If elected to a second term, Donald Trump would prosecute anyone he deems an enemy, unleash troops on protesters, and essentially unravel the rule of law as we know it. And this time, he plans to align his administration with people who will actually help him do it. But sure, Joe Biden is 3 years older and occasionally trips over things. Look, there's a lot to be concerned about right now when it comes to a second Trump term. The speeches are getting much more disturbing and much more unhinged, and we should all hear it that way.
Boy, did she say a lot in a very small amount. She doesn't even realize what she's done. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. 844-551-8255. Do you realize what she said? The hand-wringing and cocktail party speculation about an alternative for Joe Biden is continuing, will continue. That's verbatim. Who's hand-wringing? Who's doing the cocktail party speculating? This is Psaki admitting what others have said. Chris Cuomo said it with Gavin Newsom. The identical thing.
Why not you, if you really care that much about the issues? I know you say you're not running, which is unusual to put a period at it.
Yeah, exclamation.
Why, if you
point.
Care, why don't you run?
Because I
care?
Believe in this guy. Actually, you know why?
You think Joe Biden is the best the Democrats can do.
And I hope you can differentiate, because your BS meter is one of the best, because you've been around this all your life. I don't like this guy. I have deep respect, reverence for Joe Biden as a person. His character, his decency, and his capacity to do great things. That's why I'm not worthy of that conversation. This guy deserves it. And we, as members of the party, deserve to have his back more forcefully. And none of the nonsense, all this, these quiet conversations you've been in, we've all been in, folks talking behind the back, that become headlines. And we're all chasing that right now. We got to get on the team. We got to get this guy reelected. And we got to stop all the navel gazing and the hand wringing and all the behind the scenes quiet conversations off the record that tend to find their way into the press as, you know, sources, you know, close to.
The logic.
There it was. You heard it again. And let me tell you, it's all over the place. This is finally getting out. This is all over. This is multiple people. This is, you've heard two high-placed people discussing this. Psaki and Gavin Newsom and Chris Cuomo and many others. And you notice they use the same terminology. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God-inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retooled things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network. Items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely. Products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
This guy deserves it. And we, as members of the party, deserve to have his back more forcefully. And none of the nonsense. All this, these quiet conversations you've been in, we've all been in. Folks talking about the back that become headlines. And we're all chasing that right now. We got to get on the team. We got to get this guy reelected. And we got to stop all the navel-gazing and the hand-wringing and all the behind-the-scenes quiet conversations off the record that tend to find their way into the press as, sources, close to.
But the logic. What Gavin Newsom did there was throw Biden under the bus. And he did it very sneaky. Oh, no, I have nothing but respect for this guy. We got to stop all this behind the scenes, man. I mean, come on. You people need to stop. We got to support this guy. He's been amazing. But why are you all doing this? Why is this such a thing that I'm hearing everywhere? I mean, you've heard it, Chris. I've heard it. You've done it. Others have done it. We're all talking about it. Yeah, Gavin Newsom's slick, man. He's a slickster. So, there you go. But, Psaki, use some of the same terminology.
And yet, the hand-wringing and cocktail party speculation about an alternative to Joe Biden is continuing, will continue. Guess what? Joe Biden isn't perfect. No candidate is, by the way.
Did you note it's almost identical speech? The hand-wringing, the cocktail party stuff. They say almost the same thing. The talking points have gone out. This isn't by accident that they're using the same terminology. Biden's gone. I want to play the rest of that because we started it out the previous thing. But the reason why I play the rest of it is I want to dissect it. What is their fear? The biggest fear. They're saying, we know this guy's brain dead. We know he's a moron. We know he never should have been elected. We never should have cheated him in. We know he's been an absolute disaster. But look at the alternative. The guy that kept us out of the disasters. That's the irony. Here's the rest of it.
But we have to understand what the alternative is here. If elected to a second term, Donald Trump would prosecute anyone he deems an enemy, unleash troops on protesters, and essentially unravel the rule of law as we know it. And this time, he plans to line his administration with people who will actually help him do it. But sure, Joe Biden is 3 years older and occasionally trips over things. Look, there's a lot to be concerned about right now when it comes to a second Trump term. The speeches are getting much more disturbing and much more unhinged, and we should all hear it that way.
I love when Democrats speak, and you get to hear from their own mouths what their fears are. And, of course, when you apply the rule, and the rule is what they accuse you of is what they're doing, this is, it's beautiful. Thanks for being with me today, folks. Kevin Jackson Network. She says, Joe Biden isn't perfect. Really? No kidding. He's not perfect. And all these cocktail parties, she knows they're happening, but she's telling her own people, look, you got to stop it. We get it. We see the poll numbers. We understand you're not happy about the economy. We understand you don't feel safe. We understand that there's a border invasion and you're feeling it now, New York. We understand that people can't pay their bills, they can't pay their mortgages, that they've exhausted their savings accounts. They can't keep up with the cost of living. Even though we've sold you on Biden, the Bidenomics, and tried to ignore Bidenflation and told you, oh no, we've got inflation in check. Interest rates through the roof, new housing starts are going down because people can't afford houses, can't afford the interest rates. We get it. We get it, but you know what? Forget about that, because the guy we put in, you remember, the guy who didn't have all these problems, he's going to be your problem again. I want you to just understand the logic of that. The guy who didn't have these problems could get back into office, and you know what he might do? He might take away all these problems. And what are you going to think if he takes away all your problems? Well, then you're not going to need government. You're going to understand how bad we Democrats suck. That's why we can't have you there. Ooh, would be too ugly. You don't want him back. Trump's second term. He's unhinged. I'm going to share with you some of the things that she said. It cracks me up. We have to understand the alternative. If Trump is elected to a second term, he will prosecute anyone he deems an enemy. He will unleash troops on protesters and essentially unravel the rule of law as we know it. Now, let's think about that a second. Donald Trump might unleash on his enemies, kind of like what's happened with him with his 91 indictments. He might unleash troops on protesters. You mean like implant FBI agents in the January 6th farce and then treat citizens like they were terrorists and not let them have their rights to habeas corpus? You mean something like that? And unravel the rule of law, meaning you then take the DOJ and you tell them, don't prosecute me or my family, but go after Donald Trump. Or, I don't know, maybe Eric Adams, the mayor of New York. Yeah, there's a lot to be concerned about. So not only does she tell you everything that the Democrats are doing, she goes further. She says, but sure, sarcastically, Joe Biden is 3 years older and occasionally trips over things. There's a lot to be concerned about with a Trump second term. So what? Joe Biden's old, he's decrepit, he's demented, he can't keep himself up, He falls asleep. He's incoherent half the time. I mean, what's... there's a few things to overlook there. Come on, y'all. But she says, no, it could be worse because Donald Trump might get back into office. And, of course, he might do this. He might actually bring real jobs back, reduce inflation, raise America's status in the world again, get rid of our negative credit rating. I don't know if you guys heard. We just got our credit rating reduced to negative. He might actually do these things. He might actually give people jobs that matter. He might actually make people feel good about being American again. But we can't have that. And then she goes on, she says, the speeches are getting more disturbing and much more unhinged. We should all hear it that way. She's telling you how to hear Donald Trump's speeches. He's unhinged. Think about it. This is rinse and repeat. That's what they said in 2016 about Donald Trump. They said he was unhinged. They said Donald Trump might start World War III, that he would get us into more wars. You know who's done it? Joe Biden. Donald Trump didn't do a single thing that they predicted he would do. Joe Biden did all of it. Ruined the stock market, ruined the economy, got us into wars with rumors of other wars. And who do they say might do it? The guy who's already been there and didn't do it. Yep. The guy who twice built one of the best economies in modern history, where people can afford food and fuel. And they say, be concerned about the alternative. And what happens if he serves his second rightful term? He might actually turn on people. He might actually drain the swamp and finish doing what he said he was going to do and representing the American people. God forbid.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The House has passed a stopgap bill that will prevent a government shutdown. The House voting in favor of a Republican plan to fund some departments until mid-January and the rest through early February. The House Speaker knows who he's supporting in the presidential election. The newly appointed Speaker of the House, Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson, expressed his full support for Donald Trump to run for president again. Tensions escalating at a congressional hearing with union leaders when Oklahoma Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen stood up, seemingly challenging Teamsters President Sean O'Brien to a fight. President Biden actively working to improve the relationship with China, scheduled to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the Asian Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in San Francisco today. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I hope Joe Biden is a Democrat's nominee. I'm short of just praying for it. Seriously, this guy, if he could win a 2024 election, we would be doomed as a planet. It's one thing that they cheated him in 2020, which I thought was an absolute impossibility. But we saw what we were up against there. I mean, these people played the long game, cheated, tried to make Trump look like he was creating an insurrection and the whole deal. What are you going to do now? How could you possibly make people believe that? No, we definitely don't want to go back to the Trump era of, you know, people paying their bills and being able to afford their homes and gasoline and being happy and credit rating good and all that. Good luck with that. I'm telling you, I'm just short of praying that. And in fact, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm going to pray that Joe Biden makes it through and he gets to be their nominee. Let's do it, because there's no way he can win. Kevin Jackson's you listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And there's no way he could win a fair election in 2020. There's no way he could win a cheating election in 2024. So let's do a repeat. Let's let the Democrats have to deal with bumbling, fumbling Joe Biden, who cannot campaign, can't get out on the stump and say a word, has a track record that quite frankly should be embarrassing to the left. Democrats amaze me, though, in their quest to get Donald Trump at all costs, even though they know they were all benefiting during the time of Trump. And here's what you got to ask yourself. Why is it that you could have a guy, you look back at his record and he was stellar, and you still don't want him? There's an underlying issue there that you got to address. I mean, I don't know how to put this into any type of an analogy for you, but you might not like somebody, but if you're benefiting, let's say you don't like your uncle, but you work for him and your career is soaring. He's a jerk or whatever, but your career is soaring and you're happy. But you, he's a terrible product. I mean, I can't even come up with a scenario that fits. That's how mad I am right now. I can't even come up with. But you probably have something in your own brain where you're like, you know what, Kevin, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying, Jackson. You know, I'm feasting. I'm doing well. But I'm mad about it. See, that's what Democrats are. They, during the time of Trump, and I think this is part of their problem, they were doing so well, and they can't explain it. They're like, I can't believe it. Under Donald Trump, we were doing so well. Dadgummit. I hate that.
I hate that I was succeeding. I hate that I was able to pay my bills and I could afford my medications and I could afford gasoline and I could take my kids places and I could go out to eat and I could actually pursue happiness and live a quality life. I hate it. What kind of mean-spirited person must you be to not like life when it's going well for you? And all because of a political ideology. Forget it. Let me put it to you this way. If Joe Biden could get gas prices under $2, could make my food prices go, you know, be 10% less than they were under Trump, could keep us out of wars, could plug the border up, could stop teaching stupid nonsense, and let me live my life without, you know, infringement by the government every second, I wouldn't care what his political persuasion was. I wouldn't even care if the dude had dementia. I would be like, man, that crazy dude is making it work up in there. But we're nowhere close to that. And it's so evident. I don't know how you feel about this, but when something is that obvious and you know people are feeling it and you're looking at videos and you're watching, you know, you're reading the magazines and there are other periodicals that are telling you the same thing. I see how old I am. And every indication is, people can't stand this guy. They're living horribly under him. Inflation's exceeding your amount to go work. Why work? That's what we're talking about. But they want to get Trump. And I'm reminded of the Bugs Bunny cartoon with Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote. Every time I think about the Trump scenario and these people wanting to get him. Wile E. Coyote, super genius. Plotted each episode to do what? To get the Roadrunner. That coyote's after you, Roadrunner. If he catches you, you're through. That coyote's really crazy. I mean, I love the commercials. I mean, the show, I really did. I mean, you grow up in the country, little kid, got nothing to do. And not just me. I think a lot, millions of people probably watch that thing. But the point is, you got the gist of it. Even as a little kid, I knew the Roadrunner was trying not to get eaten by the Wile E. Coyote. And the coyote, every time he plotted to get him, it backfired because the Roadrunner was just tricky. He was too fast. He was too smart. And I'm sure you've guessed which part Trump plays in this whole little scenario, this saga. He ain't Wile E. Coyote, I'll put it that way. Democrats currently have 91 indictments against Trump that are pending. I didn't even look to research this. I would be curious to know, who do you think has anywhere close to 91 indictments against themselves? Is Al Capone? Jeffrey Dahmer? Jeffrey Epstein, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Clinton. Is there anybody that had 91 indictments heaped on him in such a short amount of time? I don't know anybody. I'm not going to do the research. It's too much research for me, but I'm going to make you a bet. I don't think anybody's had that many. And I don't even think Bernie Madoff had that many. But here's what I will tell you. I firmly believe, and I know I'm right about this, there's never been a president that's had that happen. 91 indictments. And the charges against Trump are so ridiculous that even the most moronic Democrats know that they are targeting this guy for destruction, that he's not even guilty. And there's many of them, sadly, many of them who don't even care about rule of law. They're like, who cares? Donald Trump's getting targeted. So what? It's Donald Trump. Their inability to get Trump literally has them trumping up charges on the man. And he's created a real panic among them. And earlier I played a clip from Psaki that pretty much explains how badly these people want to get Donald Trump. It's unbelievable how badly these people need to get him. He is criminal number one in America, according to the Democrats. And what's funny is when they don't have, I got a chuckle at this, they don't have a candidate who can win, Joe Biden. So what they do is they pivot. You know, Joe isn't perfect. No candidate is, by the way. But they got to understand the alternative. And you know what they're afraid of? They're afraid of you, the American public, getting retribution. What do we need retribution for? Let me tell you what. The lies they told us about COVID. How about that for starters? We need retribution. Because they were they blatantly lied. They blatantly lied about the vaccine. They blatantly lied about the election of 2020. They blatantly lied about January 6th. And people are languishing in prison because they want to cover their lies. What if that were your child, your uncle, your father, your mother, that were in prison, political prisoners in America? What if that were your family? Unbelievable, man, what's going on in this country. Look at the situation we find ourselves in. Internationally, we've got Xi Jinping coming over to essentially tell Joe Biden the way things work. We've got a compromised president who the left wants to run again. As I started this segment, there's a part of me that says, let him run again. Let him run again. People are asking me, well, Kevin, do you think that the Trump support would be? I'm like, okay, let's just level set here. Who do you think has the stickier voters, Donald Trump or Joe Biden? I'm talking about people who are dyed in the wool. I will vote for Joe Biden no matter what, come hell or high water. Or those that say, I will vote for Donald Trump, come hell or high water. You tell me, who's got more? And who's the stickier? Then I'll ask you this question. Who do you think has been impacted, that's going to vote with their pocketbook, that says, you know what, I did pretty good under Biden? Or those that go, you know what, Trump maybe wasn't as bad as I thought. I'm not trying to sway you. I'm asking you. You ask yourself this question. You talk to people. You have your sphere of influence. So don't be fooled by the other side. By the way, Nate Silver, who's one of the best pollsters out there, says Joe Biden can't win. I think he's with 538. I don't know who, but he says Joe Biden can't win. Hey, Nate, thank you for telling me what I already know. As I said earlier, I'm at a point right now where I actually pray I'm wrong about Joe Biden and that he is the Democrats' candidate.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Joining me now is Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson. He's the House Republican Conference Vice Chairman. He's a member of the House Judiciary Armed Services Committees and a member of the Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of Government. Congressman, good to see you this morning. How would you assess your colleagues yesterday? Are they not acknowledging what these bank records show about the Biden family?
They're doing their best to hide the headline here. Look, the American people, Maria, are having a hard time keeping up with all the scandals involving the Bidens, but here's what they don't want you to recognize. The evidence now shows, it proves, that the first family is hopelessly corrupt. They've been involved in extortion and bribery schemes and tax fraud and incredible abuses of power, and now the second headline that we're proving through all these oversight hearings, through judiciary oversight and the other committees, even Ways and Means now, is that there is a two-tiered system of justice. That's what the people intuitively recognize, and now the evidence shows. The DOJ, the FBI, and the IRS and other federal agencies are involved in a cover-up to help the first family.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. That was now Speaker Mike Johnson from Louisiana before, and he was very clear. We got enough information on the Bidens. And you may not be following this, but one of my good friends, Laura Loomer, is mad at Mike Johnson because he's made the comment that we might not have enough to impeach Joe Biden. And that's really made, I mean, she's like, I told you guys about Mike Johnson, this, that, and the other. But I think the Republicans are playing the long game here for the first time. 844-551-8255, the Kevin Jackson Network. That's how you can get a hold of us, and I hope you will. There was a guy that echoed Jim Psaki's comment about you got to get Trump. We can't let Trump have a second term. And here's what he wrote. Donald Trump's 2024 platform is hair-raising from a constitutional point of view. Putting aside the possibility of our withdrawal from global commitments, there is the abolition of birthright citizenship and a vow to immediately expand his first-term ban on Muslims entering the country. Then there is the scariest, his sinister plot to have revenge on his political enemies and to weaponize the Justice Department to accomplish his goal. I would be spitting something if I had it in my mouth at the time of reading this stupid statement. He goes on. Last Sunday, the Washington Post ran a chilling piece about Trump's plan for a second term. And it starts, Trump and his allies have begun mapping out specific plans for using the federal government to punish critics and opponents should he win a second term, with the former president naming individuals he wants to investigate or prosecute, and his associates drafting plans to potentially invoke the Insurrection Act on the first day in office to allow him to deploy the military against civilian demonstrations. Can you believe the set on the people writing this? That trusty Washington Post ran a chilling piece. I love how they describe it. A chilling piece. Well, there you have it. It was a chilling piece. Proof of what Trump is going to do. That Trump, the Roadrunner, we got to get him. Why? Roadrunner, the coyote's after you. Oh, man. This guy offers no evidence. Birthright citizenship? Oh, so Trump wants to not let you use the 14th Amendment to let people be citizens of the United States just because they're born? You know, you bring them over the border and they're born here? Foreigners? And what about the rogue DOJ showcasing its despotism? Yeah. The leftists who targeted Trump deserve equal torment that they've imposed on Trump and his family. They want you to believe that Trump is the despot. But look at what Joe Biden and that group of very evil people have done. This guy, like Jen Psaki, like all the Democrats, fear Trump's popularity. And what's funny, if Trump is the guy that they say that he is, he's a terrible person. Nobody will vote for Trump. They hate Donald Trump. Then why are you going after him? Again, I tell you guys, just apply common sense. You don't have to dig deep. You don't have to look at it. Let me go on page 16 of the New York Times. Ask yourself a simple question. Why are you trying to destroy this man so much? What do you fear? You do fear him. 91 indictments? All of which are complete BS? Let me tell you why this guy is so scared. Here's what he writes. If you listen to the pollsters, few are paying attention. In a discussion before the third Republican debate, pollster Nate Silver, who I just referenced earlier, said that Trump is a shoo-in to get the GOP nomination, asserting that 75% chance that other pollsters are going to give Trump to become the nominee seems too low, adding that Trump's chances are closer to 90%. And if he gets the GOP nod, CNN polls show him leading Biden in four key swing states that will determine the outcome. Let me tell you something. Donald Trump is leading Joe Biden in all states. Don't believe it. Don't think it's just swing states and it's only six out of four out of eight or five out of seven. It's all of them. No state wants more Joe Biden. Nobody. And the only reason why they give you that wiggle room is that's the little bit of cheat that the Democrats want to have. They figure if they can keep it within 1 or 2 points, they're good to go. They're losing by double digits, and that's what their fear is. Remember that poll that came out? That was to get rid of Biden, and I've told you guys earlier, I hope I'm wrong. I hope Joe Biden is their nominee. I hope it's a repeat of 2020, except the only problem they got, Joe Biden can't win a second term. He and Kamala Harris are toast, but I hope it is. And that's why I keep talking to you about what are the Republicans doing? Are they playing the long game? New polls are not necessarily indicative, he writes, of the election outcome. We learned that in Kentucky, Ohio, and Virginia, but they're enough to make us stand up and take notice. But as I mentioned, Trump's a different character. His people are sticky. They support him no matter what. But it's not because of Donald Trump necessarily, even though he's contributed. It's really because of what the Democrats are doing. Their incessant, childish, mindless attempts to get Trump keeps backfiring on him, just like that Wile E. Coyote. So this guy continues. He says, don't count on any of the pending litigation to save us from the Donald. A trial date has not even been set in Georgia. And in Florida, Judge Eileen Cannon, who has said she will adhere to the previous set May 20th trial date, but signals that she will decide next year whether to postpone the trial, maybe until after the election. The January 6th trial in D.C. with its March 4th start date is the most promising for a trial before the election, but Trump's lawyers may have throttled the timetable with motions that could tie the legal system in knots as the defendant runs out the clock. Trump's claim of blanket immunity, which is sure to go down in glorious defeat since it is the equivalent to a claim that he is above the law, may take time to be decided at the appellate level, and he goes on to talk about all the reasons why Donald Trump may not face justice. Now, here's what I want to get to. He says Trump wants to overthrow the Constitution, and he delves into that. But the reason for this particular segment was I wanted to tell you what I think the Republicans are doing. I think the Republicans want to run out the clock. I think the reason why Mike Johnson backed off and why you're not hearing about impeachment, and, you know, because they've got it all that they need to impeach Joe Biden, is because they want the Democrats to finally say, we want Joe Biden. Yeah, because think about the internal fighting that's got to be going on inside of that party. Everybody wants Joe Biden out. I've proven it. I've played clips, the cocktail talk, the hand wringing, all that. They don't want him. So the Republicans go, okay, let's just back off. Let's sucker them in. Let's let them think. Let's give them. I mean, I think if the Republicans could, they would manipulate the polls and say, no, Joe Biden's close. Let him in. And then he gets in. Then they impeach him. All the optics will be, oh, the Republicans are going after him. No, when you have all the evidence, when you put it in front of the American people and they've sucked them in, I don't know, May, June time frame, April, but they've sucked them in, it would be a great strategy. Now, frankly, I don't care. I think we win on either strategy. But I got to admit, I like the idea of baiting them in, letting them think, no, go ahead, because it delays every possible thing the Democrats would want to do. Gavin Newsom says, I'm not going to run as long as we have a great candidate like Joe Biden. Can you imagine if he declares while Joe Biden is still president? What would that signal? This is not good news for the Democrats any way you look at it, at least from my vantage point as a strategist. So maybe the Republicans are playing the long game.
putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.